Director General, thank you very much for coming to this opening session. We are very grateful to you, and thank you for honoring this opening session with your presence. My colleague Ron Oswald, Frank, and other colleagues from ACTRAV, dear colleagues from the ILO, dear friends, and fellow trade unionists, first of all, I would like sincerely to thank you all to have accepted our invitation to attend this symposium and express my gratitude to my colleagues in ACTRAV, in the ILO, and in the trade union movement who have made tremendous efforts in its preparation. This symposium is being held at the initiative of the ILO Bureau for Workers' Activities, but it is actually the result of a teamwork that goes much beyond ACTRAV and the ILO. Indeed, from the very start, we had the support of our colleagues from ITUC, from the Global Union Federations, from colleagues in the Workers Group, and from the Secretariat of the Workers Group. So many thanks to all. Dear colleagues, this is not and never intended to be a routine symposium providing every 2 years for the ILO and ILO ACTRAV staff to exchange views with trade union leaders and experts. This meeting is about trying to find, elaborate, and recommend a common platform for action by trade union organizations and the ILO in addressing what has become today a complex but pressing issue for workers and their families worldwide. Somehow, this is an extraordinary meeting because of the time at which it is taking place, a time of global crisis, and because of the problems it must address, which beyond affecting severely millions of workers is also a question for the future of our trade union movement as well as for the relevance of the ILO. We want this meeting to come up with practical recommendations on action that can be undertaken to effectively protect workers from precariousness and to protect workers trapped in precariousness. Let me just say a few words about how we prepared for this symposium in ACTRAV. First, the demand from the trade union movement for the ILO to address precarious work and its impact has come from the global union federations. Some may remember the meeting that was organized here by our colleagues from the GUFs on Decent Work Day in October 2008, as well as from our colleagues in the Workers' Group, National Trade Union Centers, and Federations. Earlier this year, the ITUC General Council adopted a resolution on tackling precarious work and informal work. It noted that precarious, atypical, and unprotected forms of employment deprive millions of workers of the coverage of labor legislation and social security, that it undermines the union's capacity to organize and bargain collectively, and that precarious workers are effectively denied these rights because of the inadequacy of law or its application. The ITUC deplored that often legislation does not cover the full range of relationships under which work is performed. Colleagues, the massive growth of precarious employment and low employment protection legislation undermines the ability of workers to organize. It creates a huge downward pressure on wages and working conditions. The economic crisis has highlighted the dysfunction of insufficiently regulated labor markets. In our preparatory work, we have integrated the analysis, findings, and experience from trade unions. The background paper that is before you is only the tip of an iceberg. In fact, my colleagues in ACTRAV, together with experts from trade unions and other ILO departments, have looked into the various aspects of precarious work, into its roots, into its impact and consequences, into economic and social policies that either nurture precariousness or combat it, into national legislation and into international labor standards, and last but not least, we have looked at trade union responses. The various researches have been summarized in the background document for the symposium. We have tried to cover as much ground as possible so that our debates can consider the full scope of the problems and the full range of options for actions. The ILO Director General has repeatedly stressed, and this from the first days of the financial collapse, that the crisis should not be used as a pretext to disregard labor standards. This warning sounds as an alarm to us today. Consider this, and these are only few examples from Europe, but they probably illustrate the global trend as how the crisis was used to actually make work not less but even more precarious in Greece, and a new law adopted last year, the maximum duration of short-term work was increased by up to 9 months per calendar year. Before it was six. In Romania, an amendment to the Labour Code now provides that the duration of the probation period should be extended from 30 to 90 days. In Slovakia, the new Labour Code passed on 13 July 2011 increases the maximum number of successive fixed-term contracts from 2 to 3 years. The maximum duration for a single fixed-term contract from 2 to 3 years, and the maximum accumulated duration of successive fixed-term contracts from 2 to 3 years equally. So in Poland, the Anti-Crisis Act passed in 2010 has ended the limit on the number of successive fixed-term contracts. And more recently, Spain suspended the limitation on the use of temporary contracts until December 2013, before its duration could not exceed 24 months in a 30-month period. In India, the Supreme Court recently ruling in favor of workers, I must say, stated that, open quote, employers are very often resorting to subterfuge by trying to show that the employees are in fact the employees of a contractor. It is high time that this subterfuge must come to an end, the court said. In our, these are examples. You'll find much more in the background report that has been issued. What will make a difference at this symposium is your contribution, your experience, your ideas and suggestions, the measures that you have tested at home. You know about the suffering of people and their families and the tragedy of losing one's jobs, not finding one, or having to accept substandard conditions. We will be listening to you. As we would say, the ball is in your court now. The conclusions of the symposium will be your conclusions, but you can rest assured that ACTRA will not fail to accompany you in carrying out your recommendations for action. I wish you all a very fruitful symposium. Thank you very much for your attention.